This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran. Iran is being blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities, but Pompeo warned if diplomacy fails, President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve our objectives.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Later on the same program, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States needs to develop a coherent strategy with its allies for dealing with Iran.
This is an issue that's going to be best satisfied, best possible outcome will come from a coalition of nations that want a stable Middle East, and that has to be our goal, to stabilize this situation.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. Pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong have taken a violent turn again. AP's Sarah Bassett has that story.
While attacking a subway station, protesters smashed overhead surveillance cameras, used hammers to knock ticket sensors off gates, and spray-painted the screens of ticket machines, using umbrellas to shield their identities. Another group defaced a Chinese flag before putting it into a dumpster, which they then pushed into a nearby river. Police then advanced on the protesters using tear gas. Demonstrators say Beijing and Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the Western-style civil liberties promised to the former British colony when it was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong in the telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, President Trump said he is open to the call being made public, but doesn't like the idea that those calls are recorded or transcribed.
You can't do that to a president, and you can't do that to other countries. But with all of that being said, we had a very great conversation, very straight, very honest conversation. I hope they can put it out.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks, following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the United States by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it's been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Officials in East and Central Africa are on an Ebola high alert. They are seeking to avoid the spread of the disease that has experienced an outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has killed more than 2,000 people since August 2018. The cleanup is underway in Albania after a 5.6 magnitude earthquake in the country's capital, Tirana. The defense ministry says it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. The quake injured 105 people and damaged hundreds of buildings. Saying humanity is waging war with the planet, the head of the United Nations isn't planning to let just any world leader speak about climate change in Monday's special action summit. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres says only those with new, specific, and bold plans can command the podium and the ever-warming world's attention.
People can only speak if they come with positive steps.
So no Brazil or Saudi Arabia.
For bad news, don't come. Or if you're not going to do anything, don't come.
A UN official who spoke on condition of anonymity says Brazil's and Saudi Arabia's proposals fell short, so they're not on the schedule. And the U.S. didn't even bother to ask. I'm Julie Walker.
Denmark's official in charge of climate change, Climate Matters, says his country hopes to set an example for the world with an ambitious scheme to cut carbon emissions by 70% in little more than a decade. That plan will be unveiled at tomorrow's climate change meeting with the UN. But Denmark says it has no illusions that it can have a meaningful impact on global warming by itself. Marissa Melton, VOA News.